Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. This is Damon. We got Brett back with us in studio, and we have another very special. My words are special today. A special guest, Steph Hino. Welcome back to the show, Steph.
Hello.
So we are continuing with our talking about trusting in the Lord. And last week we talked about trusting the Lord after hearing a sermon from Sebastian. And this week, actually, Pastor Barry continued on with talking about trusting in the Lord. And so we brought in Steph because she's actually had a series of events kind of unfold, which lead up to the retreat. By the way, retreat is coming up Labor Day weekend, last weekend in August, first weekend in September. And the deadline to sign up is coming soon. So if you haven't signed up yet, it's going to be a great time. And Steph is actually going to share, if you guys have kids and you're not signed up yet, you will want to hear what Steph has to share, because we have some exciting things going on with the children's ministry at the retreat. So, like I said, Steph has been on an interesting journey in terms of how the curriculum and everything is going for the retreat. So, Steph, can you share with us a little bit about your journey with retreat and planning for it with children's ministry?
Yeah, so I think it started maybe back in like February or March, right? I know retreat's coming, got to have a plan. And I always love to invite outside people to help with the kids and, you know, just to bring a fresh perspective, just, you know, different giftings to impart to our kids and challenge them. And I asked the same person that did retreat 2 years ago, and as well as another friend, and they said no. So I was like, oh man, like now what's my my plan B? I didn't really have a plan B, but then I just told Tim, I said, it was like around spring break, and I said, Tim, we got to go to Reading because I'm going to go ask Laura. And this is a Laura.
Wait, so you plan the trip to Reading just so that you can invite someone to lead the children's ministry? I mean, that's kind of a step of faith right there.
I was like, I got to go get her. And so I guess my history with Laura Griffiths, she was the fifth and sixth grade pastor at Bethel Church in Reading for, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 at least. And that was also the time that Tim and I were up in Bethel, and we actually served under her ministry. She had this amazing kids leadership, like weekly meeting for kids that specifically wanted to be there and to be leaders. So Tim and I were kind of like these small group leaders for that group, and that was like our favorite night of the week. These kids were getting the same curriculum and material that senior pastors all over the world were getting through Bethel's Global Legacy Network. Literally the same core values, and she just brought it down to a fifth and sixth grade level. So that was super cool to be a part of. And then I actually kind of did like an unofficial internship with her. Because I was pregnant with Mason at the time, and so I didn't want to commit to like a full official internship and have to pay money. So I just did we called it the faux internship. So I spent tons of time with her writing curriculum. We were crammed in like this tiny closet of an office. There were three of us, me, Laura, and then another person on part-time staff. And we would cram into this tiny closet and, write curriculum, plan events for the kids. And, so I've learned so much from her. I don't know how many times, like, she's talking to the kids or instructing them, and, like, me and the the other girl, Aileen, we would stare at each other and be like mouths open, like, how do I remember what she just said? Like, how do I write that down so I can use it later? Like, just her perspective and just how she treats the kids, she calls them higher, is just really mind-blowing to watch. So that's kind of like, in a very quick nutshell, like what kind of my interactions with her were. And I've, you know, we keep in touch, but we don't talk all the time just because of life. And but every time we go to Reading, like we make a point to see her at least. So, but yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know if she'll say yes to the retreat, right? I don't know what she's doing now. So I was really nervous actually to go meet with her, because I didn't want to be like, hey, like, oh, how's it going? Like, do you want to like come do our retreat? Like, I just didn't want it to feel like I just like using her, right? Or like, I don't know. I just didn't want it to be awkward and weird. So I'm at this lunch and like Tim and the kids are all there and we're catching up, and kind of like in my head, I'm like, okay, Lord, like you got to show me how to navigate this, because yeah, I just don't want to screw it up. And yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, know exactly how to right, find my way through this conversation. And yeah, so I'm like, oh, so, you know, what have you been up to? Like, are you busy? Like with she has twin granddaughters that are,
and she's retired, 15. Right?
Yes,
now.
Yeah,
she's not.
Yeah.
She's not the pastor at Bethel
right,
anymore.
Yes, yes, correct. So yeah, that's what I was like trying to get a feel, like, because I know she's always going to be like doing parenting courses, or like she has so much experience. It would be dumb for people not to like pull on that in some capacity. So I know she does a lot of volunteer stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, like, what are you up to nowadays? And she's like, you know, something along the lines of like, you know, I'm just so bored. And then I was like, oh, really? Tell me more.
So you have time.
Yes. So I was like, okay, like, okay, like one green flag, like, right? And then so I'm like, okay, good. And then she's like, yeah, and you know, the weird thing is that the Lord – like keeps giving me downloads for things for children.
Nice.
And I'm just like, why are you giving this to me? Like, I have no outlet for it right at the moment. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, like, oh my gosh. And then I felt like, you know, I asked her a few more questions and I felt like the Lord said, ask her now. And then so I was like, okay, well, you know, my church, like we have this retreat coming up, and if you're open, we would love to have you like come and just lead it. And she was like, I'm going to cry. She's like, she's like, yes, like on the spot. And I said, you don't have to tell me now, but she's like, no, yes, I want to do it. Like, she's like, I'm going to cry right now. Like, I'm so happy. She's like, I feel like I have so much to give, but there's nowhere really to like pour it out into. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like so great. Like I couldn't believe it, really. I still I don't think fully can wrap my mind around the fact that she's coming. Like,
what an alley-oop.
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah. I still can't believe it. And yeah, we've been talking since maybe like April, almost every week. Just, you know, trying to she's trying to figure out, you know, more about our kids here at Catalyst. She's actually read the Awe of God book, because I told her that we've been reading it or going kind of through that as a church. She's been listening to the sermons or watching the sermons every week, which is just so cool. Like,
that means she's heard both of you.
Yeah. Yeah, she knows Damon. And she's like, oh, so is the multi-gen like the first Sunday of every month? Like, you know, just she's picking up.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, and the kids are in there? I'm like, yeah, the kids are in there. She's like, yeah, because I see a lot of little heads moving, you know, on the video in the front. But yeah, and then from the Father's Day message, I talked to her that week. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I know who Lauren is. I know mm-hmm. who Dawn and Jeremy. Because, like their testimonies really mm-hmm. Made an impact. And mm-hmm. she really remembered their testimonies and what they shared.
I mean, I think that's something that's super special about this whole situation is that she's not just preparing for the retreat, but she's really trying to get to know our church and our mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. and feeling connected with us as a church, and not just, oh, I got to prepare the curriculum for right. these kids, but it's how am I going to make the most impact because I know them. I know their families. I know their parents. I know these things about them.
Right.
I think that's super special.
Yeah. And even from the very beginning, like once she had committed, I think on the phone, we were about to hang up and she's like, oh, like, I don't know anyone there, but tell them all I said hi. Like, she's like, I feel like she's like, I feel so connected to them. And just like, there's something special here. And she hasn't met like literally anyone.
Well, that is going to change really quickly yes. because fortunate for us is that over the course of this journey that Steph has had with her, she's actually going to be in town this weekend, this coming Sunday, and she's going to be giving the message. So she's going to get a chance to meet a lot of us this weekend, and she's going to spend some time with us because there is some other leadership opportunities that are things happening with some of the leaders in our church. So she will get some time with us too, but it's going to be really cool that she's going to be actually giving the message this Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be a nice like, just like a, it's nice we get to all like, or the whole church gets to meet her and kind of find out who she is ahead of the retreat. That way, like, you know, even the kids, she'll be kind of more of a familiar face and not just like, oh, who's this? Mm-hmm. Who's this person?
I think that's really cool to hear. And I admire, and I think it's something to take note of, like her investment in our church already. And she's not helping until later in the year is cool to see that it seems like from what you've been sharing, it's almost like she's already trying to connect her heart with our church, mm-hmm. even though like she hasn't met the majority of our church. And so I'm excited to meet her and just see, and I'll have to listen to the message separately. But I think it's awesome that people, the way that our church is able to connect with people and people feel so connected right from the jump that something special. And yeah, I encourage you parents, if you haven't signed up for a retreat, I mean, hearing this story, it's like, okay, your kid's going to be in for something special. It's just going to be a God filled time. And so it's not too late to sign up, I don't think.
I think we have a few more weeks left of sign up. So if you haven't signed up yet, there's still a few more weeks left. I think another cool thing that has come through this relationship, Steph, is that since she committed, she's been meeting with you regularly and talking, kind of been a sounding board for you too. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about that part of your relationship?
Yeah. Right when we started meeting, she's like, oh, you know, she's like, do you want to just have a standing appointment every week to just kind of talk through stuff and plan or whatever? And at first I was like, oh, every week, like it's only April. Like, like that's kind of a lot. But then after thinking about it, I was like, wait, no, this is like totally to my benefit. Mm-hmm. Like I'm totally going to use this. Like for me, like, hey, you know, before we even jump into like, you know, more the business and planning stuff, I'm like, hey, can I ask you like a quick question? Like just I've asked her parenting questions. Just like leadership, how to like, just be a better leader to like mm-hmm. my volunteer team and, just, you know, whatever kind of happened in the last week, if anything stood out, I'm like, oh, I wonder like what her perspective is mm-hmm. on this. And yeah, it's just been so good. And I'm just been so thankful just for that opportunity. It's been really cool. And it just, you know, it's just nice because I'm like, it's like I'm talking to my friend, right? And just kind of more rekindling our friendship since we haven't had a ton of like, you know, constant communication or consistent communication in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. But
okay, so I know that you have gotten a kind of a preview of the curriculum that she has mm-hmm. for the retreat. Do you want to give kind of a semi-preview of what our kids can be looking forward to? And I also am asking this, another reason that I'm asking this is because I know that you are still light on volunteers, and it would be nice to have some more volunteers yes. for the retreat in particular. So maybe this could spark a little bit of some of the adults to maybe want to be back there too, just to see what she does and be able to take some of the things that she's doing in with the children mm-hmm. home, yeah. being able to do some of those things at home too.
Yeah. 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 For any parents who have kids in this, who are going to be in the bigger class. So it's basically the Hive and the Pride age. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're a parent, this retreat or these sessions are going to be, I mean, I know a lot of volunteers, we show up to serve the kids and just, you know, to help out. But I would totally look at it as a training opportunity. Mm. Like just watching the way that she operates and the way that she, just calls these kids up higher. She sees she sees things from this kind of like heavenly perspective, mm-hmm. I would say, like a kingdom like lens, and the way that she empowers them and holds her boundaries. Mm-hmm. Back in the Bethel days where we would serve with her, there was one of our friends from Canada. He joined. He's this huge, like he looks like a lumberjack, like such a stereotypical Canadian man, like flannel, beanie, like everything.
Does he have a big old beard too?
Yes, he did.
Oh, nice.
Beard. Like all he was missing was like a hatchet or an axe or whatever. Like, and right. So he's this like big guy, and he served alongside us, and he told Laura, he said, you know, and she's not tall. Like she's this more like compared to him, right? Mm-hmm. Small. And he went up to her and he said, Laura, you are the nicest, scariest person I've ever met in my life. And it's not like scary, like she's mean, but she has a bar mm-hmm. and you want to like reach it. Mm. Right. And it's not unattainable, and she will help do everything she can to help you get there. But you also have to do it too. Mm. She's not going to lower it for you. There's just this kind of excellence she requires. And yeah, so I think it's just a huge just training opportunity. And, you know, I feel like you can even just ask her quick questions or, but yeah, just watching her is just really, really valuable, I think. But as far as the sessions go, I think 4 of the 5 are already planned out. But basically, there's going to be kind of 3 major components. The first is worship. We are going to really go after that. Mm. I think Sundays, it's hard for the kids, right? Because they're only in the first worship set, mm-hmm. and it's short, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of movement going on, right? People coming in. It's Yeah, I think they've just not had training mm-hmm. on how to, what it looks like to worship the Lord. Like, why do we sing? What are we singing? So we're really going to go after that, which I'm so excited for. She used to teach kids worship schools, mm-hmm. Which I didn't even know, but she told me that, and I was just like, oh my gosh, okay, we have to bring that aspect in. Every session, there's also going to be like an encounter portion. So that looks like, I don't know if anyone is familiar with encounter rooms, but it's basically like we create this activity. It's usually more interactive for the kids, but something to connect with the presence of God. Mm. So it's usually like, don't know. I wonder if I could give an example of one we're doing. I think one of them is like, we are going to have these like big bowls, like giant salad bowls. And I'm pretty sure they're filled with water, but they're going to have like all these like little, like kind of like trinkets or toys or like just really kind of random items in there. And the kids get to go and ask the Lord which one is what thing or item is highlighted to them. And so they get to pick it out. And then based on what they pick, we're going to have one of the volunteer team or me or Laura, or I don't know who yet, but they're going to get a prophetic word based on that thing and like why they picked it. So it's a lot of interaction and it's just like encountering the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for those. And then, one thing so cool. After every session, the parents are going to get a handout for like questions or just like how to continue on what and build off of what we did that session. And I've seen one of those so far and oh my gosh, it's so good. I'm just like, I hope people use it. I'm like praying people use it because I'm like, this could like change families.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So I'm just so expectant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's like we're on like a tipping point right now. And it's just, yeah, I'm just excited for the breakthrough and the just, yeah, I'm ready just for it to blow up.
Maybe I should have rethunk things and asked if she does youth as well.
No, I'm not sharing. No, I'm just kidding. You got to fight her for me. Fight me for her.
It's like, he's got to fight her. I think he's got to fight you.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
When I meet her, I'll be like, okay, so in 2 years.
You're going to come back.
Call dibs already?
But I think that's one of the cool things too. It just seems like she has already formed a relationship with our church. And so it doesn't seem out of the question or out of the picture that she might do more things with us in the future and not just limit it to the retreat, especially with how much she's been pouring into you, Steph, and already coming this weekend to participate in our service and these other activities that are going on. It just seems like it doesn't, at least from my perspective, it doesn't feel like this is a standalone thing. It feels like this is going to be more ongoing. And I do think one of the cool things that you had mentioned is that I have heard from people that have served in the back that disciplining other people's kids is it's a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what the lines are and knowing how to do it well and how to, you know, like I said, do it well. That's a hard thing. And so having someone in that is good at it and can model it and do it in a loving way, but also in a firm way. And just to show what that can look like, I feel like that's just going to be such a valuable resource for people just to see, okay, this is what it looks like. Because I think sometimes it's like, I don't know how to do that. So I'm just going to be kind of hands off or I'm just going to let them do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But that can be at the detriment of our kids growing and maturing. And so I think that could be even just that, seeing how she does the classroom management, classroom discipline, that can trickle down to the rest of our ministries all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I think one of my favorite things I've seen her do in regards to discipline was like we had a worship night with these fifth and sixth graders and there's like maybe, I don't know, 40, 50 kids. And right, it's just in a room and we had a live team, small worship team, and you know, we give them the freedom. We're like, there's no chairs, it's just an open room. You can stand, you can sit, you can lie down, you can walk around, you can dance, flag, whatever. But right, we want to just worship the Lord. And there was a small group, handful of boys that, right, to a normal person would look like they're just like messing around. Kind of going around and like, and there's like, right, there's always a ringleader. And so, right, she identified the leader And because, right, I think me or maybe any of us would just be like, hey, like, knock it off. Like, worship the Lord. Like, or like, what are you doing? Like, stop doing that. Or just like, focus. Or, right, like, mm-hmm. we would tell them to stop doing whatever weird behavior they're doing. And, but she didn't. Because she said, she, after the fact, she's telling me this and what she did after the fact. And I was like, oh my gosh. Because she said, what if that is what they felt like God told them to do and you shut it down? Mm. Right? Like, that's harder to fix than like dealing with the, so, but she didn't just leave it. So she went up, she found the kid and right, it's, the worship's still going on, but she said, she's like something like, Josh, like, you know, you're a leader and you are so anointed for worship. Can you like go around and lay hands on people or whoever God highlights you and just release that over them? Mm. And it was like, right? And he's like, yeah, I can do that. Mm. And so he started doing that. And right, the rest of them followed. And it completely got rid of that issue without potentially shutting him down or, you know, yeah, or causing other issues. Like she called out who he was, his gifting, and like gave him a job to go do or like an assignment. Mm-hmm. And he did it. And she said it completely changed. And then it in turn blessed the whole group. So it's like things like that. I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's a genius. Like, what? Like, I have so many of those where like I just like keep them filed like in my brain, like, oh my gosh, like, right, just so different than what I would naturally lean towards doing.
It's awesome. Yeah, I think it goes back to how you describe her in the lumberjack guy and just calling him up, right? In every scenario, it seems like she uses it as an opportunity as God sees fit for her to step in and call people to a higher level or just to step up into something that God is going to be pleased with. And so whether you're a leader or a kid, it's cool that that's like on the forefront of her mind and being able to set that example. And, you know, for that boy to be able to look back in the future too, like that could be a moment that he really felt empowered to be like a leader and you don't know what kind of impact that has in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And even like her mindset with like parenting. Another thing she used to always say is like, she used to celebrate and get happy when like, cause I think, yeah, she has one daughter and then I think she had fostered for a little bit, but she would always say that she celebrated when they would like really mess up at home. And I was just like, what? Like, right? Like, usually we'd be like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? Like, you know better than that or whatever. But she's like, I'm celebrating because, or I celebrate because they're messing up at home where I can guide them, where I can correct them, and they're not doing it out there or when it's really important or when it really matters. Like, we're dealing with it now and they're learning. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like such a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And like, so I don't always remember that one, but I try to. And sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, like, okay. Like, you know, your kid might be like acting like, you know, a whiny like brat or something. Right. And it's like, oh my gosh, like why are we dealing with this again? But then every once in a while, not all the time, I'll admit, but every once in a while, I'm like, okay, at least it's here. We're in a safe place where they can learn and like we can figure this out. And then right later down the line when it really matters, like we've been there, done that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think that just highlights something for all kids as they grow up is that there are certain stages and phases of life where they're with us. And as parents, we want to take advantage of those opportunities for them to make mistakes under our care still. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that I tell people in terms of like driver's licenses. Like, I feel like it's very important for kids to get their driver's license, or at least in my family, I keep telling my kids, you guys are going to get your driver's license while you're still under my care.
Mm.
Because then that way I can help to teach you. I can help to guide you. Before you become full adults and you have to do it on your own. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a very important step for you guys to know that I'm still covering you while you're learning this new freedom and new, you know, responsibility of like you as a driver, you are taking your hands and other people's lives into your hands. Right. And so that's something that for me, I feel like I want you to know that you're covered in that setting before you're out on your own as an adult.
Yeah.
So I think kind of similarly, it seems like what Laura is painting a picture of is that there are certain things that we want to make sure that our kids are have the opportunity and the freedom to make mistakes while they're under our care so that we can correct, we can guide, we can get show them grace, we can show them mercy, all of these different things while they're still under our care before they're released into the world and they have to learn those things from either making bigger mistakes or other things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to take note of that.
File that away.
Yeah, file that away.
Well, kind of circling back to where we started this episode, I think it's pretty amazing and awesome to see all of these, this fruit that's coming out of you just trusting the Lord with who is going to run the children's ministry at the mm-hmm. at the retreat, who is going to be in charge. You know, originally you thought it would be someone else. And when they said no, you could have just, oh man, that means I got to do it. Or, mm-hmm. but you were trusting in the Lord and sought out even kind of a dream scenario by going out to Bethel, and what the Lord has brought out of that. It's been awesome to see how he's kind of honored your steps of faith and your trust in him, that he has it all covered.
Yeah. 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 I think I was telling some people on staff one time, I was like, oh my gosh, if we got Laura Griffiths, that'd be like the biggest get of all time. Like, and they're just like, I don't know, like, or I don't know, Jerry or Kyle are like, yeah, you should just ask. Like, what did, you know, she could just say no. And so I was like, all right, we're going to Reading. Like, let's go.
All right. So we've given a little bit of a preview of the children's side. I wanted to kind of turn it a little bit to the youth side. Brett, would you like to give us a little bit of a preview for what?
It's not as exciting. I'll guarantee you that.
I mean, one thing I heard you've said is that you're going to go hard this weekend. So
what does that mean? Go hard.
I'm going to just snacks, activities, my messages that I'll be preparing. Just going to bring it and know that God's going to show up and be there. And so just present every opportunity for the youth to experience, I think, what our whole church will be going through, but for them. And then just, I think it'll be an exciting time because we'll have the next class that's moving in and we'll still have the seniors that have graduated. And so it's kind of a unique time where we'll all be together. And so there's kind of like a passing of the baton. There's going to be a shift as one group graduates and leaves. Another group will be entering. And so hopefully me going hard, it's going to be some of the best messages or lessons I've ever given, but we'll see. That's only in God's doing.
I don't know. That's kind of a high bar to clear, because I've heard some of your leaders say that some of the messages you've already given are like the best thing they've ever heard.
Honestly, some of those ones have been not completely freestyled, but it's just like a situation or a kid will ask a question in class and I feel like it's like a God moment to, not in the same way that Laura does it, but for me, it's like, I remember what it's like being a youth, and it'd be easy for me to just tell one of the youth kids like what I think the answer is, but be able to walk them in their process, even if they don't understand like what we're doing, but to think about it, to ask them questions, to ask them like, how would you want, or do you feel like the Lord would want us to respond? Like, to kind of take a pause, and in a certain way, it'd be like a learning moment for them, but also to help train and equip them, I think is something that it's cool that to hear how Laura does it in her heart, because I feel like I have a similar desire for the youth in mm-hmm. Taking them to another level. Like, I can give them answers, I could teach them whatever, but for me, it's really like, I want to see it in them and have them level up so that I mean, also selfishly for my peace that when they leave and graduate me, like, I feel confident in knowing the ways that God has grown in them and the ways that they've matured or they've learned that they're going to be okay or they're going to continue to pursue what God has for them beyond me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big heart that I have. And so I think this retreat will be my first time taking the youth in that way. And so that's where I'm also fully expectant that the Lord will show up and he'll do his thing. And I just have to be obedient in doing my part. And so I have a couple surprises planned. I don't want to give it away for the youth if they're listening. Cool. I want them to stay tuned. There's going to be some unique opportunities. And retreats are always fun. So I'm not worried about us having fun. I think at a baseline, that's what I try to do best. But from that point forward, I really am expecting of God meeting us there. So that's what I mean about going hard, and hopefully it pays off.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was a youth that wasn't signed up, I'm just hearing you speak, I'm like getting excited to sign up. But I think, you know, from an outsider perspective, one of the things that I feel like is really our kids and our youth are in good hands. With you, Steph, and with you, Brett, leading the way, I just really feel like our young people are really in good hands. And, you know, as a parent who has kids in both of your ministries, I feel very confident and I trust you guys that, you know, you guys are doing a great job. So I just want to kind of affirm that in you guys too, that it's been awesome to see the ways that you're trusting in the Lord with your ministries and the way that you guys are leading them. And I'm really excited for what's coming at this retreat. I'm excited to see what Laura has in store for our kids. And excited to see what it looks like for Brett to go hard. I'm excited to hear the stories from my own kids about just the ways that they're learning to trust the Lord more through what you guys are doing regularly on a Sunday morning, what you guys are doing on First Fridays, and then what's coming up at the retreat. So, you know, we got a lot of exciting stuff coming up with Laura speaking this Sunday. Hopefully everyone out there listening has a little bit of a glimpse into who she is and can wait with anticipation for the Sunday to hear her speak and hear what she has for our church and our congregation. I do feel like she has something special for us, not just Sunday, but then also at the retreat as well. And I don't think she'd be putting in the time to listen to our sermons and follow along with us if she didn't, mm-hmm. you know, and if the Lord didn't really place it on her heart to care for our people. And so I think that's something that we can really be thankful for, that Steph's act of faith is really going to pour back into our church. And, you know, so as we've been talking about trusting in the Lord, you know, may this just be a testimony that people can stand on, that when we trust in the Lord, that he fills us to overflowing. Because, like, I don't think, you know, again, this is just what Steph has shared today on the podcast is kind of like just a little bit of what she's been sharing with the staff about Laura's relationship and what she's preparing for. Cause you know, she wants to give you guys, like, not give everything that's going to happen at the retreat. So, you know, I just really feel like what the Lord has done with this whole situation is just, it's so much more than what was kind of sewed into, right? It's like Steph took this little step, go to Bethel, what could happen? It's like, oh man, I wouldn't have expected all of this to come out of that. And really the Lord is blessing our church. And I just really feel like that is just a theme that keeps coming up, is that the Lord just wants to bless us. And so just thank you for your steps of faith, Steph, and looking forward to the retreat. So like we've been pushing all episode, if you haven't signed up for a retreat, there's a lot of good stuff going on. We got Pastor Sam coming to give the messages for the adults. We got Laura come in to give the messages for the kids. We got Brett gonna do the youth, and I think he has some special things planned for them.
I do.
I don't want to give away too much, but yeah, the youth got a lot of stuff going on too. And also they're looking for volunteers. So if you, any of the stuff that we've talked about today sounds interesting or you want to learn and glean from, even if you don't have any kids in the back, Steph would love to have more volunteers just to help facilitate a positive experience for our kids and that they can seek the Lord in a with a little bit more supervision too. You guys have any last things you guys want to say before we sign off on this episode?
I know Steph has snagged you to help lead, but if you ever want to teach in the youth, you're more than welcome to step in the youth too.
Hey.
All right, let's talk. We'll talk. Okay, Steph. How are you?
No, I got Damon to be one of my teachers in the Pride this coming year.
It's exciting.
Year, so another big get for me. I'm on a roll. Like, who's next? Who's next?
Well, you can thank Kristen for that, for taking the lead with the visual ministry, so that I have a little bit more,
yes, thank you,
more
Kristen.
Time. So
she's the MVP.
I think one thing is just cool. Like, I think from the beginning of this year, we've just seen, you know, with starting off in the new building and whatnot, just God's continued hand of provision and the ways he's showing up. And so anytime we have a church retreat, it's special, but it just seems, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. So it's exciting stuff to be looking forward to.
Yep. And we also want to make a pitch for this upcoming Sunday. There will be a healing service with Pastor Dean and Carrie from Hawaii. And it's going to be Sunday evening. So if you have any ailments or anything that you would like to receive prayer for, they've been just seeing a lot of breakthroughs in the physical healing department. So if anything is bothering you, or you just want to come check it out and maybe see some healings, come check it out. It's going to be Sunday evening at the Kingdom Center, and we are looking forward to all the stuff that the Lord has in store. It's going to be, the next few months is going to be just kind of crazy with all the things that are going on, but we will be excited to share with you as things come up. But until then, I know you're expecting the final thing, but until then, sign up for the retreat.
I was like, oh, we're wrapping up right now.
sign up for the retreat. Sign up to help in the back, because you will just be blessed by just being with Laura.
Yeah.
And everything else, just keep your ears open. We got some exciting announcements of things that are coming up pretty soon. So until then, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.